just in terms of the basic concept, so you know the drill, somebody wakes up in the morning and he realizes that he has forgotten the night before to count Sefiras Omer. So he goes ahead the next day. We know you can count the rest of the day without a bracha. And subsequently, moving forward, one can go ahead and count with a bracha. So how exactly does this work? What's the concept behind this? How does one lose a bracha at night? The next morning he could count. He could fulfill the counting. On the other hand, he can't count with a bracha. And then going forward, he could count with a bracha. So how does this work? So the basic idea is a different Malcolm Nishanim. The basic concept here is that there are those who hold one can only count, one can only fulfill one's obligation at night. The proper way to fulfill Sefiras Omer is at night. To the degree that one cannot go ahead and count by day, one will not fulfill his obligation. In truth, he has missed the mitzvah of Sefiras Omer for that day. On the other hand, there are places who hold that one can go ahead and count on the day. So now to go ahead the next morning, when one missed the night, and to count the next day, one can be yoitz according to some paiskim, and then again, according to others, one cannot. So one cannot go ahead and make a bracha, one's in the mitzvah misafik. However, how can one go ahead further the next day and go ahead and make a bracha? If in truth one has missed the night before, only by counting by day, and according to those Rishonim, he has missed his obligation for one day, how can he subsequently go ahead and continue counting the bracha in the forthcoming days? So to that, we have a basic mahalach throughout Sefiras Omer, and that is that there are, well-known, there are two basic approaches, without getting into details of each approach, of how to look at the entire mitzvah Sefiras Omer. We look at it as one mitzvah with 49 segments to it. There's a mitzvah each part, but it comes together as one whole entity of 49 nights. So we look at each mitzvah in its own right as one mitzvah, a freestanding mitzvah of its own. Each day is a six, seventh, eighth. Each day is a mitzvah of its own accord. Now, one and a half communities would be, if you go ahead and you miss one day, can you go ahead and count the next night with the bracha? If you hold each mitzvah, each day is a unique mitzvah of its own right, then the fact that one missed a mitzvah one night would have no effect on the mitzvah the next night. We'll go ahead and count the bracha going forward. Now, when one missed with certainty one night, so now he comes to the next night, and he has a machlokes here. Some say it's one big mitzvah. You lost one, you lost your whole thing. Some say you didn't. Each night is a mitzvah of its own right. Therefore, going forward, he has a suffix chi of going forward. He actually has an obligation to keep on counting to be yoitz of those opinions, and one should rightfully go ahead and be yoitz of the bracha with somebody else to fulfill those opinions. But on the other hand, for him himself to make a bracha, he cannot do so because of the suffix brachas. He would not be allowed, the halacha would follow the rule with suffix brachas, so one would not be allowed to go ahead and make a bracha under such circumstances. However, this is only true when one has an equal suffix. If it's 50-50, so you're stuck, you have a suffix, one cannot make a bracha. What would be if one had a multi-tiered suffix? One has a suffix if these two approaches of Rishonim, and even on the Rishonim will hold that each mitzvah is a mitzvah, even the entire mitzvah is one large mitzvah, but even according to those opinions, there would be grounds to argue that he still has to fill this obligation. We create a sveika. Suffolk, if each mitzvah is its own freestanding mitzvah, and therefore you can make a bracha, and even if you maintain, for every reason, the entire mitzvah is one mitzvah, and if you lose one night, you're out, nonetheless, there would be grounds to say that even according to those who shine, you can continue counting. So we do as follows. If someone counts by day, it's true that according to some paiskim, one can only fulfill his mitzvah at night, but that day having passed, and he's going to the mitzvah by day, going forward, he can say like this. On the one hand, if Rishonim will hold, I can count each day by itself, I can make a bracha. Those of Rishonim are okay. And even if Rishonim will hold an entire mitzvah, a sphere is one large mitzvah, it's perhaps I was yaitza with my counting by day, and therefore it's a sveik sveika, and going forward, one would be able to continue counting the bracha because it's a sveik sveika, and according to the consensus of most paiskim, certainly in this case, one can count and make a bracha on a mitzvah, even if it's only being yaitza with a sveik sveika, lacks a certainty, but a sveik sveika will be enough for him to make a bracha. Likewise, two similar scenarios. What if one recalls that the night before something happened, he's a bit of a haze, he has no idea if he counted or not, and he has a real valid, genuine suffix, he doesn't know if he counted or not. He's not trying to convince himself, he has a real suffix. If that's the case, it's only a suffix of the night before, again, you would have the same creation of a sveik sveika here, suffix if each mitzvah is a freestanding mitzvah, and a suffix, even according to other opinion, perhaps he actually, in actuality, did count the night before. If it's a sveik sveika, likewise, he'll be able to go forward and count with a bracha by himself going forward the next night. A similar scenario with a slight variation is if someone went ahead and realized the night before he counted. He doesn't recall if he correctly counted the night. Perhaps he said the wrong number when he counted. There too, he has a suffix if he was yaitz or not. Having a suffix would again create a scenario going forward. Like, so he could be able to count the bracha going forward.